Monitor's 12th anniversary weekend brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7, and a complete line of car care products. And the first well-wisher is...
I'm Vice President Hubert Humphrey, and I'm a Monitor fan. It's easy, pleasant, delightful listening. Monitor, well, it's varied, informative, constructive, and with many firsts to its record. So my congratulations and best wishes to the producers and the staff on this 12th happy birthday for Monitor. I'll be tuned in to many Monitor events in the bright and listening years ahead. Good luck.
And in turn, we send get well wishes to Vice President Humphrey, who yesterday underwent surgery. Today, the VP is reported up and about. Good. We'll have more wishes from VIPs, celebrities, and people from all walks of life. I'm H. Morgan. My walk of life is sitting here Sundays as your host.
I wish I had a big, big camera. I'd hang it up in space and take a family photograph of the whole human race. Watch the birdie and everybody say peace. Everybody say peace. To make the whole world smile, everybody say peace. Everyone together and line them up in rows. I check the film and set the lens and shout, hold that pose. Watch the birdie and everybody say peace. Everybody say peace. To make the whole world smile, everybody say peace. If that's the way it happened once, it's the way it could always be. Watch the birdie and everybody say peace. Everybody say peace. To make the whole world smile, everybody say peace. And everybody say peace. Everybody say peace. Everybody say peace.
Reminds me of an old Orson Bean joke. A fellow way up in the air took a picture of the whole human race, and afterwards he said, oh, darn it, somebody moved.
Friends, we're Bob and Ray for DuPont Auto Products with some exciting news.
How would you like to win a pet?
An unusual pet that'll be the envy of the whole neighborhood.
A pet that will shake up the whole neighborhood.
By now, many of you are nodding your heads yes, but you want to know what kind of pet.
Well, hold on to your chairs or steering wheels, as the case may be, and listen to this thrilling news from the people who make DuPont Auto Products.
You can win a pet Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
Or choose a new car with the same name.
As a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
And to win either pet or car, all you have to do is pick up a free entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto Products.
No need to buy anything, just fill in the free entry blank.
If you don't win a pet, you may win one of 777 other prizes.
Think how envious your friends will be when they see you riding down the street on a Mustang.
Or in a Mustang.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Golf's big names, where are they now? Well, they're playing golf. This weekend's big contest, the Buick Open. So, after a 4-second pause, we switch to Len Dillon at the Warwich Hills Golf and Country Club in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Henry, The fourth and final round of the Buick Open is underway, and the last threesome of Boros, Sykes, and Golby teed off about 20 minutes ago. And here's the way the situation shaped up at the end of 54 holes. The leaders were Julius Boros and Kermit Czarley with 214 or 2 under. In second place, a stroke back, Dick Sykes and Bruce Crampton at 1 under, 215. All even par after 54 holes with 216, Bob Golby. At 217 or plus 1, 3 strokes behind the leaders, Bob Verwey, Bobby Nichols, Al Geiberger, the defending PGA champ, Hugh Royer, Terry Dale, and Tommy Aaron. There are 7 golfers at 218, 2 over for 54 holes. So actually, this 10th Buick Open is a wide-open affair. The weather, which has been rough with 2 interruptions yesterday because of lightning and severe thundershowers, looks to be pretty much the same today, with thundershowers scheduled for today and tomorrow. As a matter of fact, in the press tent, hanging on the bulletin board is the following. Sunday thought regarding the weather. Hope for the best. Get ready for the worst, and then take what God chooses to send. So, Henry Morgan, if it starts to thunder and lightning, I want you to know you're dealing with a devout coward, and I will vacate our steel tower real quick. So the next time you come back to the Buick Open for another report, Henry, let's hope someone will be here to answer you. Now let's take a look at the scoreboard for a final rundown. Boros and Czarley still 2 under. Crampton, Sykes, Golby, Royer, and Geiberger, 1 under. Now they're changing the scoreboard. Royer and Geiberger are even. So there are 2, 4, 6, 7 golfers, all with a chance to win this Buick Open. From Grand Blanc, Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
More live coverage, either of golf or a swell thunderstorm, later today. Here's one of our greetings from all over.
Hello there, Monitor. This is porpoise trainer Dave Halsey in Florida. Me and my pets have enjoyed your program for a long time. Skipper here is learning to laugh like Henry Morgan. Happy birthday, Monitor.
Very funny. But it's only fair that a porpoise should laugh like me. I swim like a porpoise. Well, I don't swim like a porpoise. I look like one. Look forward to looking back in 1 minute on the Monitor Beacon. On this date, 12 years ago, Monitor began. Among the top performers in the country were Martin and Lewis.
Hey, you and me, we're gonna be partners.
You and me, we're gonna be pals. You and me, when other friendships fail, we'll still be on that long, long trail that leads up to those pearly corral up in the sky. You and me will be the greatest partners, buddies and pals.
Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis sang Partners in their motion picture of the same name, based on their relationship of the same name. But in 1956, the partners agreed to disagree, and the somewhat funnier one, Jerry Lewis, had this to say on Monitor.
Actually, the only breach, as far as Dean and I are concerned, is that we have two ways of thinking. And for many, many years, we thought one way. And whatever Dean wanted to do was fine with me, because the minute you think in two directions, you have an argument. Well, I would never allow an argument. If Dean said black was white, I would say fine. But I'm 30 years old now, and life expectancy of a man today is supposedly 65, and I figure 35 years is going to go awful quick. I'm not about to say black is white if it's black any longer. So that's the extent of it. So it's not a breach. It's just a difference in thinking. And we are going to do as the individual cares to do. He will do as he wishes, and I will do as I care to do.
And Monitor asked Dean Martin, the singing one, to tell his side of the story.
Jerry and I together, I mean, we've reached, I think, the height. But we'll both get along very well. And as far as this, people are saying this is a feud, this is not a feud. This is something that Jerry and I sat down and we talked about for a long time. He expressed his feelings about what he wanted to do, and I did the same thing. And we're far, far away from enemies. And, of course, Jerry is more matured now, and so am I. I'm 10 years older than Jerry, and he wants to go and do 50 weeks out of a year in nightclubs, and that's not for me. I can't do that.
In the years that followed, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis went their successful ways alone, in movies, in nightclubs, on TV, and in life. The wild antics of the hottest comedy team in the country in 1955 became part of the past. Martin and Lewis remembered in a Monitor flashback.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
The memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy. Some grief, some joy, memories made of this.
That brings it up to 1967. The Dean will be 50 next Saturday, which is all right, though. He's making $5 million a year. My favorite comedy teams.
We're Bob and Ray with more about DuPont Auto Products' exciting Winnipeg sweepstakes.
Many people have been asking, are you guys kidding?
Are you really giving away a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar?
Are they really going to let the winners choose a new car of the same name if they don't want the pet?
You bet they are, gang.
But why believe us, Bob and Ray? Listen to some of the letters that have been pouring into Winnipeg headquarters.
Miss P.K. writes, holy sweepstakes, I thought it was a big put-on until I saw the free entry blank on the DuPont Golden 7 display at my gas station. I'm convinced now, and I hope to win a Wildcat to go with my husband's Jaguar.
Did she say whether her husband's Jaguar is the car or the beast?
No.
This one says, I want to win a Mustang so I can crossbreed it with my moose and have a Moose-tang. Or the Barracuda with my eel and get an electric Barracuda.
Another lady writes, I get these awful headaches that start over my ears.
Now, how did that letter get in there? That's wrong.
Well, never mind. Win a pet. Pick up an entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
You never talked that way before.
No purchases required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Monitors ring around the world. A weekend series of close-ups of people and events in this country and abroad. Here with a report on Germany, past, present, and future, is NBC News correspondent Garrick Utley in West Berlin.
In the 12 years that Monitor has been reporting on a changing world, no country in Europe has changed more rapidly or dramatically than West Germany, and none less than East Germany. The 55 million West Germans are now enjoying the economic miracle which was just starting in 1955. And Germans pursue their good life with a tenacity of people who have known the heights of inflation the depths of depression, and the devastation of two wars, all in 50 years. With summer coming and schools about to close for vacation, German families will soon be climbing into their Volkswagens and Mercedes and driving down their beloved autobahns to the sunshine and warm ocean waters of southern Europe. For those who stay at home, Germany offers a host of things to do. Every large city and most smaller ones have theaters, concert halls, and opera houses. They are filled most every night with Germans, intellectuals and workers, professors and cleaning ladies, who have made going to the theater or opera in Germany about as commonplace as going to the movies in the United States. One of the reasons is that movies in Germany are not exactly flourishing. Although foreign, especially American films, are popular, the German film industry has failed to regain its pre-war eminence. Movie makers churn out a stream of bland escapist films, which appeal to Germans who have become more interested in enjoying life than worrying about it. But Germans do have problems. 2 decades after the end of World War II, their country is still divided, and the gulf between the two halves of Germany seems wider than ever. Germans show signs of tackling these problems, even if they have not found ways to solve them. The government of Chancellor Kurt Kiesinger has taken the initiative in attempting to improve relations with the communist East, including East Germany, which the Bonn government pointedly refuses to recognize. Kiesinger's willingness to deal with the East German leaders reflects a recognition by West Germans of the stagnated situation in their country. In the past 12 years, West Germany has made tremendous economic gains, but negligible political progress towards the hoped-for reunification. In the coming 12 years, however, that is going to change, as Germans look beyond their prosperity for a solution to the problem of their divided country. Garrick Utley, NBC News, Berlin.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events in this country and abroad.
Attention car fans. If your car engine sounds as loud and rackety as this, add DuPont Golden 7 to your motor oil and make that engine sound as quiet as this. We call Golden 7 the silencer.
Harry, Golden 7 can't make an engine run that quiet.
Well, maybe not quite that quiet.
Herb Alpert, Town Without Pity. You know those big birthday cakes a girl jumps out of? Well, we don't have one for Monitor's birthday. If we did, here's the girl for it.
Hi, this is Edie Adams, and it's Monitor's birthday. So, da-da-da-da-da-da, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Monitor. Oh, happy birthday to you. Da, 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 da.
Oh, Edie. And a large area of Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan, and Wisconsin got it on WMAQ Chicago. Stay with us, NBC stations. After a brief timeout, we'll be back with more of Monitor's 12th birthday weekend. Brought to you by DuPont Auto Products. makers of Golden 7, and a complete line of car care products. This is Monitor with predictions of things to come in the future on the NBC Radio Network. TWA flies the most nonstop jets to St. Louis, 8 a day from early morning to late evening. For St. Louis, call TWA. Peter Nero plays It's Guatanamera.
Hi, this is Bob Newhart. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Monitor. Happy birthday to you.
We thought we'd start things off on the right note this half hour, but our plans didn't work out. But it's the thought that counts, Bob Newhart, and we appreciate that. The Weekend World of Monitor is being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of the Golden 7 oil treatment, and 42 other fine car care products.
While you drive, it's NBC Monitor on NBC.
Henry Morgan here. Over the years that Monitor's been on the air, there have been a lot of hit songs. Remember Hound Dog? The Purple People Eater? Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini? Yes, hit songs come and go. That's a comforting thought, isn't it? Here's one of today's big numbers. Finchley Central by the Ich New Vaudeville Band.
radio only let me down.
Here's the team of Bob and Ray. Bob's the funny one.
How would you like to win a pet from DuPont Auto Products?
A unique pet, like a Mustang, Wildcat, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
If you don't want the pet, you can have a new car of the same name.
It's easy. Nothing to buy. Just fill in one of the free entry blanks available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto Products, and you can be a winner.
Just think, a real live Mustang.
That's a wild or semi-wild North American horse.
A Wildcat.
Fierce, undomesticated North American cat, like your lynx or bobcat.
Barracuda.
A cranky, edible, pike-like tropical fish.
Marlin.
A large deep-sea fish related to the sailfish.
Impala.
I couldn't find an impala, cried Bob and Ray.
Forget it. An impala is a reddish African antelope. Males have large black lyrate horns.
Or the ever-popular jaguar.
Large, wild, central,
the
south...
The jaguar is here live.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. In June of 1955, the census clock in the lobby of the Department of Commerce building read 165 million. Now our population in the United States has increased by 30 million. So think how many more monitor listeners that means. That's one aspect of the population explosion. For a look at some of the problems man will be facing in the future, we called on Leo Chern, Executive Director of Research Institute of America. He was interviewed by Hugh Downs.
Since this is Monitor's 12th birthday, let's arbitrarily confine your forecast to a period of about 12 years in the future. Let's round it off to 1980. How strongly do you think automation will have affected mankind by then?
Automation will be only one aspect of the revolution we're going through. If I may step back just a brief moment. 12 years ago, when this program began, the scientific revolution began. We date the scientific revolution to roughly the mid-1950s, when the computer left the laboratories and began to be an instrument of business and government functioning. It's estimated that 25 years from the beginning of the scientific revolution, it will have reached its peak. That brings it precisely to 1980. In other words, by 1980, the computer will be the major instrument used in the production of goods. Very few menial tasks will be done by human beings any longer. One of the things the automated capabilities especially are effective at is the elimination of human effort in menial jobs. Mm-hmm. As a result, most people will be doing things which are infinitely more thoughtful, more rewarding, more personal, an increase in knowledge workers.
Do you think the fact that the average age of the population in 1980 will be much younger than it is today, will that make for a marked change in our economic structure as well as the social one?
Well, first of all, it will make a marked change in the social structure, and the economic structure is merely a kind of monetary mirror of the social structure. But you've emphasized only the one part of the dramatic change which is occurring, which is beginning and will increase. The increasing youth of the population. But also, there will be an increasing older age segment of the population. The essentially unchanged group in numbers is the middle group. The middle group will, in a real sense, be the minority of America. The old and young will dominate our society.
One question on that, if you care to comment. Will the old tend to merely live longer as old people, or will they become old less rapidly, in your estimation?
First of all, they will become old less rapidly. Secondly, they will live longer. And third of all, the one thing they will not do will be to live longer as old people. They will live longer as young people. One of the very curious things about this youth-dominated society is that the habits and the attitudes and the pleasures and the outlook of older people is increasingly affected by the young.
Thank you, Mr. Chern. Our guest at Monitor has been Leo Chern, Executive Director of the Research Institute of America, Incorporated. And you're hereby invited back 12 years from now to check the accuracy of your forecast, Mr.
Chern. Well, I would hope I'd be invited back.
Between now and then, too. Thank you very much.
And 12 years from now, a lot of people will look back at the good time they had at the World's Fair in Montreal, Canada. Here's a girl who will remember.
This is Erika Bauck at the German Pavilion at Expo 67 in Montreal. Es freut mich sehr. I mean to say, a very happy 12th birthday to Monitor.
Danke schön, Erika. And I'll bet a lot of people will remember you, too. Has your car still got what it takes? Pep and power when you take off? And a smooth purr when you roll off the miles? If not, you need DuPont Golden 7. Golden 7 oil treatment boosts compression and horsepower, quiets engine noise, helps stop oil burning, improves engine performance 7 ways. When you add or change oil, add DuPont Golden 7 oil treatment. Make sure your engine's got what it takes. Golden 7 makes your car take off like a whisper. Groucho Marx and how he got his start in show business in 1 minute on the Monitor Beacon.
Caprice.
Men kill for it.
Caprice.
Women sigh for it.
Caprice.
Who will die for it? Caprice is the new word for movie excitement. It's Doris Day and that British lady killer, Richard Harris.
So remember the name, Caprice.
It's a cliffhanger.
From 20th Century Fox.
Now showing at Lowe's and other showcase theaters.
Is it old-fashioned to take pride in your products? We hope not, because pride is the reason the connecting rods in GM engines are inspected by ultrasonic sound. And why GM cars each year go through 30 million miles of test driving. In fact, old-fashioned pride is the whole idea behind our GM mark of excellence. And you'd be surprised how many people are buying the idea.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Monitor has interviewed many famous people in its 12 years, and we look back now as Groucho Marx looked back at the shaky beginnings of his career.
When I first appeared, I sang on a beer keg in Coney Island, for which I got a dollar, for which I bought a dollar's worth of ice cream, and I was sick for 2 weeks after that. You get an awful lot of ice cream in those days for a dollar.
But Groucho recovered and went on to bigger and better bookings. He answered an ad in the New York World for a kiddie act and wound up appearing at an amusement park in Grand Rapids. The pay, $4 a week, plus room and board.
Well, the opening performance, the act consisted of the three of us coming out in women's clothes with picture hats on, and we sang, "I wonder what's the matter with the mail, it never was so late before. I've been up since seven bells and nothing slipped under my door." Then after that, we went off. Then I put on an altar boy's outfit, and I sang Jerusalem. And after that, the boy came out and did a tap dance, and one of his tap shoes flew out. They apparently were too big for him, flew out in the audience. And that's how I started in show business. I just sang and was glad to get off alive.
He got off alive, and he's been getting off to loud applause and laughter ever since. Groucho Marx, one of kind. Here are two of... a kind, Bob and Ray. Ray is the funny one.
This is highly regarded Wally Ballou at the famous discount store House of Lowe. I'm in the automotive department where they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other fine DuPont auto products. Many people here are busily filling in the free entry blanks for the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
Now, I don't have to buy anything. Just fill in the blank, and I can win a pet Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, Jaguar, or new car of the same name.
That's right, ma'am. Which would you choose?
Well, I have no place to keep a Marlin or Barracuda. You never really get to know a Jaguar.
Well, you take the car.
No, I can't drive. I think I'd settle for the Impala. I hear they're very affectionate and easily housebroken.
I see.
Attention, House of Lowe shoppers. A special treat in the automotive department. The highly regarded reporter, Wally Ballou, is at the DuPont Golden 7 display. Go say hello and enter the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
You're Wally Ballou.
Oh, that's right, Bob.
I can see why TV hasn't beckoned. I have to run along.
Well, everybody seems to have left the area, so this is Wally Ballou returning it.
Returning it. Oh, by the way, sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Margaret Whiting. Only love can break a heart.
Only love can break a heart. Only love can mend it again. Last night I heard you.
In the field of sports, during the 12 years Monitor's been on the air, men have been running faster, jumping higher, throwing things farther. Other men, like me, have been sitting, watching them do it. What's ahead for sports and sports fans? Kurt Gowdy reports.
Thank you, Henry. The biggest change in sports the average fan will probably encounter during Monitor's next 12 years will be one that will make his life as a spectator much more pleasant. The trend will be to domed air-conditioned stadia. No longer will a sports event be at the mercy of the weather. As for changes in individual sports, well, in baseball, we can expect to see major league status for teams in Japan and South America and a truly global World Series. Here in the States, there will be continued expansion and interleague play. The length of the season will probably be curtailed because of the overlap with other sports. Some drastic changes will be made in the rules to speed up games, and there will be more and more night games which draw bigger crowds than weekday afternoon games. In pro football, the step will be taken at last to abolish tie games, which really satisfy no one. The number of points awarded for touchdowns and field goals also will be revised, and there will probably be a subsidization of college football by the pro game. In golf, we can expect to see the first million-dollar tournament. The Pro Tour itself will be divided into major and minor leagues with players rated according to achievement. The high price of land will also limit the number of new courses built. Therefore, there will be greater emphasis on the construction of shorter par 3 courses. In track and field, we can throw away all the ultimates the sports experts tell us will be achieved by man. In the next dozen or so years, we will see a 345-mile, an 8-foot-high jump, a 29-foot-long jump, a 19-foot pole vault, and an 80-foot putt in the shot. But the biggest change of all will be caused by the introduction of professional soccer into the United States. The game will not reach its peak here until homegrown, rather than imported players, dominate the lineups. And when we've reached that stage, talent will also be drawn away from the other major sports. They call the 1920s the golden age of sport. But believe me, the best is yet to come in spectator entertainment and comfort. And as Monitor heads into another year, we look forward to bringing you all the exciting new developments. This is Kurt Gowdy for Monitor Sports.
Here's a fellow who causes some present-day excitement on the ball field.
This is John Roseborough of the Los Angeles Dodgers saying best wishes and happy birthday to Monitor.
This is Wally Ballou, award-winning reporter of the Bob and Ray staff at Shirley's Game Farm, where the prizes in DuPont Auto Products Winnipeg Sweepstakes have all been assembled and are being cared for until the winners are chosen. With me is the owner.
Welcome to Shirley's Game Farm, Wally.
Thank you, Shirley. Mr. Shirley, right. I heard the last of the pet prizes was shipped here today, the Barracuda.
Yes, the roster's complete. We have the Wildcat, Mustang, Marlin, Impala, Jaguar, and of course, the Barracuda.
These animals are all prizes of the Winnipeg Sweepstakes. Some lucky people will win whichever of these beasts they want simply by filling in the free entry blanks available where they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Or, as I understand it, they can choose a new car of the same name.
Plus 777 other prizes, Mr. Shirley. What if everyone selects the new car over the pet? What happens to the animals?
Well, they also will be able to choose. They can either be sent back to their natural habitat or the zoo or aquarium of their choice.
No purchases required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. On the wonderful weekend world of Monitor. And it's being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7, and a complete line of car care products. This is Morgan. I'll be back after all the latest NBC news.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation.
You know, even though New York is one of the world's most exciting cities, there aren't many places where you can go dancing without spending a whole lot of money. With one exception, Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street just west of Broadway. At sophisticated Roseland Dance City, the world's most famous ballroom cafe, you can dance the night away to the music of two great bands. And today, you can start your dancing at 3:30 in the afternoon until closing. Your entire cost for uncrowded dancing on the largest, most sensationally spacious dance floor you've ever seen is a mere $2. And prices in the glamorous terrace restaurant for delicious food and drink are surprisingly modest. So take your mate or date today to the world's most famous and famously air-conditioned ballroom cafe for the ultimate in dancing enjoyment. That's Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street, just west of Broadway. 660's Forum is where Long John is Ginnam, weeknights at 8 on Versus, WNBC, AM and FM, New York. At Radio City, it's 89 degrees and it's partly cloudy. Humidity, 38%. The barometer steady, wind from the south at 8 miles an hour. The time now, 3 o'clock, time for NBC Monitor, news on the hour.